Swiss Family Robinson. The wind blew day and night. The sea tossed our ship up and down. After 6 days, everyone was tired and frightened. My poor children stayed close to their mother. I looked at their white faces. What could I do to help them? Then, with joy, I heard someone shout, "Land! Land!" But suddenly, there was a loud crash. Water poured in, and the ship began to sink. "Lower the boats!" the captain shouted above the noise of the storm. "We're going to drown!" But the frightened sailors forgot us. In the dark and the rain, I saw there were no boats left. During the night, the storm began to calm down. The ship did not sink, and at last, my children slept in the cabin. In the morning, there was a blue sky above. I climbed out of the cabin and saw that the cabin end of the ship was stuck between two high rocks. We were above the water, and I could see the land. Soon, my wife and sons woke up. The boys were surprised that we were alone. "Have the sailors gone?" they asked. "Have they taken away the boats? Why did they leave us behind? What can we do by ourselves?" But Fritz, my eldest son, soon had an idea. The sea was sparkling in the sun. "Look," he said, "the sea will soon be calm. We can swim to the shore." "That's fine for you," said Ernest. "You and Father are good swimmers. But think of Mum and the rest of us." "I know," said Jack. He was only 10 years old, but he was very brave. "We will make a raft." "A good idea," I said, "but it will be difficult. First, we must look for useful things." Ernest found a hammer, some nails, and lots of tools. Fritz and I looked for wood. Franz, my youngest boy, went with his mother. They came back with food and some good news. A cow, a donkey, some goats, sheep, and hens were alive. I was not pleased with Jack. He had two large, hungry dogs. "Oh, please, Dad, let me keep them," he said. "They will be useful. They can help us to hunt when we reach land." I had to agree. We spent the day making a raft. It was very hard work, but at last it was ready. We were all tired and it was late, so we slept for one more night on the ship. Early the next morning, we put food, clothes, carpenter's tools, guns, pots, and other useful things on the raft. We made swimming belts for the larger animals, then pushed off from the ship and rowed towards the shore. I looked for a safe place to land. The cliffs were very high. We could see only rock and stone. "This will help," said Jack, as he took a telescope from his pocket. "Look," said Fritz, "palm trees." I put the telescope to my eye. "What can you see?" they all wanted to know. "Fritz is right. Those are coconut palms. There is a stream, too. It flows out to the sea and the land is flat. It will be easy to get ashore there." The dogs ran up the beach ahead of us. We took everything off the raft before we tied it up. I made a fireplace with some flat stones, and the boys made a pile of sticks. Then I filled an iron pot with water, and soon my wife and Franz were cooking soup over the fire. Fritz took a gun and crossed the stream. Ernest did not like walking, so he sat on the beach. Jack climbed over the rocks looking for fish. I began to make a tent. Suddenly, I heard Jack shouting for help. I ran to where he was standing in a deep rock pool. A huge crab had its front claws around his leg. I held the back of the crab, and at last, Jack pulled himself free. We had crab for dinner. It was delicious. Afterwards, we slept on the ground, on the soft grass under the tent. It was our first night in a strange land. The sun woke my wife and me early in the morning. We talked and made plans while the children slept. "Do you think all the other people on the ship drowned?" I asked. "First, we must look for other people. We will also try to find out where we are." "Take Fritz with you," my wife said, "and a gun. I will stay here with the younger children." Fritz and I went to explore. We took a dog with us and walked all morning. The sun was hot. We noticed lots of fruits on the trees, and I told Fritz some of their names. Suddenly, we heard a strange noise. Fritz ran ahead with his gun. The dog had found a baby monkey. We looked up and saw more monkeys in the palm trees. They began to throw coconuts at us. I showed Fritz how to open a coconut, and we drank the milk. We climbed a steep hill. From the top, we could see a long way. The sea and some islands lay on one side. On the other, we could see mountains and valleys, but there were no people. We rested and then walked back to our camp. When we got back, the others ran to meet us. "Have you found anything interesting?" they asked. We showed them the coconuts and some fruits. Fritz was carrying the baby monkey. "This is a beautiful country," I told my wife, "but no one lives here. We are all by ourselves." We were all alone, but we were very happy to be alive. The weather was still good. I decided to return to the wreck before there was another storm. We needed all the useful things from the ship. Fritz came with me, and we worked hard. We went back to the wreck every day for a week. My wife stayed with the children. I did not like leaving her alone at our camp, so she made a flag from a white sail. It was a signal. We could see the flag from the wreck. If there was any danger, she would lower the flag. The ship was carrying many things for people in a new country. We found clothes, furniture, food, and seeds. There were tools, wheels, matches, and rope. We were lucky to have so many things. One day, my wife met us at the landing place. She was very excited. "I want to show you something," she said. We crossed the stream. The younger boys started to run ahead along the path towards some woods. "Follow us," they shouted. They took us to a place with huge trees. "Look," said my wife. "Isn't it beautiful here? It is too hot by the sea. Here it is cool. I want to build a house in the trees. I agreed at once, but how could we carry all our things there? First, we had to make a bridge over the stream. Jack chose a good place. The cow and the donkey pulled the heavy wood from the beach. It took many weeks to build our house, but all the boys loved helping. First, we made a floor about 10 meters above the ground. Then, we cut down some branches and built walls and a strong roof. We climbed a rope ladder up to our treehouse and hung our hammocks from the higher branches. "The roof and walls are very strong," I said. "Even a big bear would find it hard to break in." My wife was very pleased. "It will be cool in hot weather," she said. "It is beautiful. I love our new home." We were safe and warm at last. And so our days passed. We were not homesick, for we had already decided to leave Switzerland and start a new life. We had not chosen to be alone, but a few people more or less did not matter. We took everything from the shipwreck. We even had beds, so we did not have to sleep on the ground or in hammocks anymore. We had the animals from the ship and found many more on the land. We planted trees and seeds and found sugar and potatoes. We had good food to eat. We were busy all day. My wife made butter and cheese from the cow's milk. She planted a garden of flowers and vegetables around our treehouse. Every day, we looked after the animals and the fields, and everyone helped to build new huts and barns. We took time to rest, and the boys had time to play too. The sea was warm, so they swam a lot. They were good swimmers. They dived from the rocks into the clear blue water. They climbed and ran and jumped. They were strong and healthy. All the children had pets. Fritz found an eagle and gave the baby monkey to Ernest. Jack had his two dogs, and soon they had puppies. Then Fritz's eagle found some huge eggs. They were ostrich eggs, and soon Franz had a pet ostrich. It was not long before he could ride his ostrich every day. Then, one day, the weather changed. There were clouds in the sky, and the wind started to blow. The sky got dark. Then it began to rain. For weeks, we had to stay in the treehouse. My wife sewed. Ernest drew pictures of the birds, animals, and plants he had seen. Fritz and Jack taught Franz to read. We all liked music. My wife played the guitar and we all sang together. And I began to write about our life here. On the day we reached land, I had made a mark with my knife on a tree. I had marked the tree every day since then. One evening, I said to my family, "My dears, do you know that tomorrow is a very important day? We have lived here for 1 year." Everyone was surprised to hear this. The time had passed very quickly. We had a wonderful day. I set the table with our best things. My wife cooked delicious food and made a cake. We talked about everything that had happened since the storm a year before. We were very happy. Year followed year. We called our country New Switzerland. Our farm covered many acres of land. We built a new house of stone and rock for the winter, and in the summer we lived in our treehouse. Fritz was now 24 years old. Ernest was 22, and Jack was 20. Even Franz was no longer a child. He was 14 years old. They could all look after themselves very well. One day, Fritz told me that he wanted to sail around the island. He took lots of food and a tent and set off in his boat. Every day I looked through my telescope. At last I saw him. He was safely home again. He had a big box of pearls, and he had an interesting story to tell. Fritz had traveled for many days. He saw many small islands. Then he came to a coral reef where many seabirds lived. They began to fly at his boat. A very large bird hit the sail and fell onto the boat. It was an albatross, and round its leg, Fritz found a piece of paper. Someone had written in English, "Save me from the smoking rock." Fritz tore a piece of cloth from the sail and wrote on it, "Help is near." He tied it round the bird's leg and then let it fly away again. We were all excited. Did someone else live near us? We decided we must go and look. Fritz led the way in his boat. 5 days later, we saw smoke above the trees on a small island. We sailed closer. Someone waved from the beach. We had found a shipwrecked girl. We took her back to our home. During the winter, Jenny taught us all to speak English well. She became a member of our family in time. Then, one day, Jack and Franz were cleaning their guns. Jack fired his gun to the woods to try it, but we heard a ship's guns fire back from a long way off. Fritz and I set off in the boat. An hour later, we passed some cliffs, and there, in the bay, was an English ship. The captain had come to look for Jenny. We went back to tell the family. We all put our best clothes, then sailed to the bay. The sailors saw us and were very surprised. Now we could all go home, but my wife and I loved New Switzerland. We would miss our life here, so we decided to stay. Ernest and Jack decided to stay too. Some people on the ship asked to live in New Switzerland with us, and we agreed at once. We said goodbye to Franz, Fritz, and Jenny. I gave Fritz my book with the story of our adventures. My wife and I watched and waved from the beach as the ship sailed away. But we knew our sons would return one day.